This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Kevin Betancourt, head basketball coach at Endicott College. And Kevin, you guys are really having a very good season here. And you're coming off a one-point win Thursday night against Gordon College. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, well, that's always a big rivalry game for us. It was certainly a great win. But Gordon has a really good program. I have some great players over there, really well coached. I learned quickly in my time at Endicott that that's always a pretty big special game because of our proximity. So we feel really good about that win. You know, we got to go through them probably a couple more times this season, but always a battle. We feel good about it, and it feels really good to have the start that we've had.
Now, a Peabody native, played at Peabody High School, Bucknell, coached at Bentley, now here at Endicott College as the head coach. Kevin, tell us about this stretch coming up for you. How important is it, and put in context where your team is at right now in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really tight league this year. We've started off with a 5-0 start, and, you know, there's two teams, another team that's 5-0, another team that's 4-1 right behind us. So it's really tight. I think it's going to be a really competitive league. You know, I always say this is a great stretch of the season because our guys are on, you know, break from classes. And I always think this is kind of a time that we really come together and grow. They're hanging out a lot off the court. Developing that chemistry. The first semester is always difficult at Endicott because our seniors are still in their full-time internships. We have to practice at 6 a.m., so there's a lot of challenges. This is the time of the year that I usually think we start to gel. So, you know, hopefully we can continue and stay healthy and kind of continue the good start we've had.
Yeah, 6 a.m. practices. That sounds like high school hockey practice time, Kevin.
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's something that I inherited, but, given the academic requirements here, it's something we have to tackle. And I'll say it's a lot harder on our players than it is for me.
Yeah.
I get to actually get home a little earlier and see the kids, so that's not a bad thing. But, some of these guys are hopping on an 8:30 train heading into the city and working a 9-to-5. So they deserve a lot of credit for getting through that stretch. It takes a lot of maturity.
Now tell us. This team right now is, the foundation of it is right now your current senior class. So tell us about those guys. And if someone wanted to pop over, check out a game in the weeks ahead here, what players would they watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, we're led by our six seniors, definitely. I mean, I think we have a good, group behind them as well. But our six seniors have helped lead us to two championships each of the last 2 years and hopefully building towards another one. They've really just established a great tone. You know, I don't want to cite any of them individually, but, we had three of them recognized as all-league players last year. Kamal Walker, Max Matroni, and Daquan Sampson. All three of those guys are basically rewriting the record books here at Endicott in the scoring and rebounding departments especially. We also have Steven Basden from Lynn, a local kid. He's probably our most versatile, best defender. Chris Lipscomb's a kid who plays on the football team, a dual-sport athlete, comes over and helps us and is a great rebounder, tough kid, plays undersized, kind of plays the four position for us. And then Drew Sawyer comes off the bench. He's kind of a combo guard, usually gives us a good lift with his shooting and playmaking off the bench. So, I'd say all six of those guys and, I've really deserved a lot of credit and kind of they're the reason where we are. And then obviously the young guys have followed their lead.
Yeah. Now you're on the road this weekend at Western New England, but so now that would be a league game, right?
That is. Yeah. That's a conference game. We always start that first week of January with like a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule. So that Saturday game is always tough. Both teams are pretty exhausted. Probably some sloppy basketball, but traveling down to Springfield, it'll be a long day. Always a tough trip.
Now, you mentioned the player from Lynn. Do you get out to see any local high school basketball around here much?
I do. I mean, with the recruiting, we always kind of start inside out. We always start building, looking at the North Shore, and then go outward. Just the availability of being able to see guys. And one of my assistant coaches used to be an assistant over at St. John's Prep and is pretty familiar with, the basketball landscape of the North Shore. His name's Luke Richards. We build there, and there's some good high school basketball out there, certainly.
Yeah. I got you. Kevin, tell us about your journey to get here to Endicott College. You're former high school coach at Peabody High School, and tell us about that path that got you here.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved basketball. I grew up watching my brother and sisters play and have always, come from an athletic family with a lot of coaches. My path was always, in my mind, going to lead me to teaching and coaching at the high school level. Kind of started doing that, got a call from the Salem State coach, Chris Harvey, on his first day hired, asking me to help him out part-time. So I thought it'd be a good experience to try it, and I totally got caught up in the college coaching thing. Got an opportunity a year later to be a full-time coach over at Bentley University under Jay Lawson, who's had a great career over there and just runs an absolutely great program. And basically went there and was just a sponge for 6 years carried it over and brought a lot of the things I learned over here to Endicott. And it's been a good start so far.
It's college coaching is a different animal, though. There's no doubt about it.
No question. When I was in college and watching what our guys were doing, it's kind of the reason I thought I'd stick more to the high school level. But also, the fortunate part of being able to coach at Endicott is the proximity to home. And I've always wanted to be in Peabody and on the North Shore with my family. Didn't think opportunities like this would be readily available. So, the college coaching path, I was kind of worried about the geography a little bit. I see how much guys have to hop around. So I think I landed just in an absolute perfect spot and kind of have the best of both worlds right now.
I'm just thinking the only real promotion for you then would be the Celtics, right?
Yeah, and I think they got a pretty good coach right now. So, we're just going to worry about winning here at Endicott for now.
Might be here for a while, yeah. Okay. Well, Kevin, I got to ask you this. Now, your brother Ted's the mayor of Peabody. So which is harder here, coaching basketball at the college level or being mayor of the city of Peabody?
Well, I think both of us watch what each other do and wouldn't trade with one another. I think he's really enjoying his time as a mayor, and I enjoy coaching basketball. I went to just his inauguration the other day, and still funny to see my big brother in that kind of role, but I think he's doing a great job. And I see all the hard work he puts into it, and but I certainly wouldn't be very good at his job, and he'd probably be a lot better at coaching than I would be as the mayor, though.
Yeah, I got you. All right, well, Kevin, great talking with you, great catching up with you, and we'll try to check back again at some point.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Kevin Betancourt, head basketball coach at Endicott College men's basketball, here with us on MSO News Sports.